Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people pointed out to me a crazy case out of New Mexico. And even crazier, they're not the first state to do this. But it's a head-scratcher, as we say. New Mexico is the second state to make gas stations liable for DUI. Follow along if you can. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Associated Press ran the story. Gas stations have a legal obligation to not sell fuel to drivers who are believed to be intoxicated. That's from the New Mexico Supreme Court. And it was in a decision that could have far-reaching effects on businesses, and that only one other state applies this rule so strictly. So here's the scenario. You own a gas station. Let's suppose that you are working behind the counter. Somebody comes in, pulls up the pump to buy gas. If that person is drunk and they buy gas and they drive off and kill somebody, somebody can sue you for having sold that person gas. And think about that transaction for a second. Because how many times does the person at the pump even come into the building? So how do you tell they're drunk from inside the building? The Supreme Court was not unanimous on this one, and they gave a precedent-setting ruling that raises the implication that not only gasoline merchants, but other types of businesses could be on the hook for ensuring they don't sell products to people who then drive drunk. Theoretically, auto parts stores, tire shops, mechanics. Now, here's the thing. That would be more of a stretch, because somebody who comes in to buy tires, are they really going to come in to buy tires while they're drunk? And if so, aren't they going to partly sober up while the tires are being installed? Because that doesn't happen right away. But the point simply is that if letting someone buy gas from you to put in their car can make you liable for what they do afterwards, well, it's not that big of a stretch to say other people who provide these things for your cars. The decision notes that there is one other state, Tennessee, which applies the law in such a way to create a duty of care for businesses to refrain from supplying fuel to drunk drivers because of the risk of driving while intoxicated. What about electricity for electric cars? The ruling came in response to a request from a federal appeals court to resolve a question of state law concerning the potential liability of a retailer that sold gasoline to an intoxicated driver back in 2011. After refueling and getting back out on the highway, that driver crossed the center line and crashed into an oncoming vehicle, and that killed somebody. Under the legal doctrine of negligent entrustment, the owners of potentially dangerous goods have a responsibility to supply those goods only to someone competent to safely use them. And so they're basically saying that, yes, the car is the dangerous thing here, but gasoline is a dangerous good because it fuels the car down the road. New Mexico courts have recognized in past decisions that the owner of a vehicle who entrusts an intoxicated person to drive it may be liable for injuries caused by the drunk driving. And that's going to be true in many states. So you are drunk and you stagger up to me and say, Steve, can I borrow your car? I need to go get some more beer. And I say, sure, and I hand you the keys. Of course I'm going to be liable for that. I mean, that one makes complete sense because I can keep the keys from you and keep you from driving. I have news for you, though. I worked in a gas station years and years and years ago, and I've bought gas myself. And in my entire life, except for one occasion, I've never rolled into a gas station on empty, meaning that someone comes into your gas station drunk. They go, I want to buy gas. And you say, I'm sorry, I can't sell you gas. You're intoxicated. Person gets back in their car and they drive off. It doesn't stop them. And I have to tell you, I once was driving along in my Explorer, and the idiot light came on to say I was getting low on fuel. I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll stop at the next gas station. Well, the next gas station was closed. So I look at my odometer, and I used to reset my trip odometer every time I filled the gas tank. I knew roughly how far I'd get, and I'm like, oh, I've got at least 5 more miles. Driving down the road, I can see the gas station, also my engine dies. I put it in neutral, and I start coasting. And just as I pull onto the lot, a guy pulls away from a pump, and I coast up to the pump. I was on empty. Now, if somebody had said, Steve, I don't think I can sell you gas, it's true, I would have been walking. Other than that one occasion, I put gas in my car, drove off. Other than that one occasion, every time I pulled into a gas station, I drove in under my own power. I could drive off under my own power. So this idea that selling the person gas is a large enough part of this equation to make you liable for what they do in their car after they've driven off? I believe it's a stretch. While New Mexico has no law that would prohibit the sale of gasoline to intoxicated drivers, the court's majority wrote that a duty not to sell gasoline to someone who is drunk is consistent with liability for giving that person alcohol or a vehicle. Wow. The majority wrote, gasoline is required to operate most vehicles today. Providing gasoline to an intoxicated driver is like providing car keys to an intoxicated driver. The court reviewed past legal precedents, statutes, and other principles of law in reaching its decision. State law also holds businesses and others liable for selling or serving alcohol to intoxicated people. And again, that one makes complete sense. If you're selling somebody alcohol and they become intoxicated, it makes sense that you have to draw the line and stop selling to them because more alcohol is contributing to the problem and you're in direct control of that. You can cut someone off. In a dissenting opinion, a judge wrote that selling or serving alcohol is regulated and that laws don't warrant extending liability for drunk driving to retail sales of non-alcoholic goods. She noted that this sea change in the law could have far-reaching consequences for retail businesses, from auto parts stores to tire shops to mechanics and others who will be left guessing as to whether they are subject to this new duty. She added that it's unclear how much investigation gas stations will have to do to determine whether a person may be intoxicated when trying to refuel a vehicle, particularly when many drivers pay at the pump rather than dealing with a worker inside. So again, let's get back to the prototypical gasoline purchase situation late at night. I suspect much of this happens late at night. So you are at a gas station and you work there. You might be the only person working there. You're inside behind the counter, behind like bulletproof glass. And there's pumps out there, several islands of pumps. And people can pull in, stick a credit card in, get gas, and drive off. You don't interact with them in any way other than you see something beep on your terminal to indicate that somebody paid. But you don't talk to that person. You might not be able to see that person. If they're on the far side of a pump, you might not be able to see that person at all. Now, if you have security cameras, you might be able to see that person. But again, you're not going to get a good look at their face. And can you tell from 100 feet away whether someone's intoxicated? And in most cases, no. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody gets out and they have a hard time parking their car and they're staggering around out there drunk and they're, you know, falling down and trying to stick their card into the thing that dispenses the towels and then they're trying to jam the gas nozzle like into the rearview mirror, yeah, you go, okay, that person's drunk. But what about somebody who gets out at the far island, is behind the pumps, you can't see them? Do you now have a duty to go out and actually lay eyes on that person? Perhaps interact with them? Have them do a sobriety check? What do you do? What do you do? And this is a problem because if you're the only person at the station at night, can you leave your post and come outside and spend 5 minutes trying to determine if somebody's drunk? So this is a strange one. And I was surprised to learn that Tennessee also has this law. I'm not sure how it's played out in Tennessee. I'd never heard of it before. But New Mexico, I think, is on dangerous ground here because this is from their state Supreme Court. So right now, if you own a gas station in New Mexico or operate a gas station or you work at a gas station, you actually have to realize that when someone comes in and buys gas, it is now your duty to make sure they're not drunk. Because if they are and they go out and cause harm, you're getting sued. And, you know, the thing is that in most states, to drive a car on the road, you got to have insurance. So if you get drunk, you're not driving your car and you hurt somebody, your insurance is going to pay. And of course, if your insurance policy has limits that the person you hurt thinks are too low, they start looking for other people to sue. And guess what? They can now sue the place that you bought gas from if you bought the gas while you were drunk. So it's a strange situation. It would take legislation to straighten out, meaning that New Mexico would have to pass a law reversing this because this is now the law in New Mexico. So New Mexico has become the second state to make gas stations liable for DUIs under certain circumstances, putting a duty now on the gas station operators to make sure that people who are there buying gas aren't drunk. Thanks for sending it, guys. Alex, Jason, Donald, and Andrew. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The cost of living is going up, and the chance of living is going down.